Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The bulletin we had just a moment ago, U.S. military sources in Iraq on the ground saying an attack directly from Iran is underway to U.S. facilities inside Iraq.
Two strikes by multiple missiles launched from the surface in Iran, landing in the surface in Iraq. The Al-Assad airbase apparently was hit by multiple rockets, although it appears that a number of them failed to hit their target.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The Iran state media is claiming that 30 U.S. soldiers have been killed in this attack. Now, this is not confirmed. This is just coming from Iranian media.
Very fake news.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Iran's hostilities substantially increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed, and they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America. The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Our missiles are big, powerful, accurate, lethal, and fast. The fact that we have this great military and equipment, however, does not mean we have to use it. The United States is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it.
Take a look at the markets. Unbelievable. You see that spike? That was while the president was speaking. The markets took off and are now setting all-time highs.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Last night, at least one cable channel was saying that 30 Americans might have been killed by the Iranians, and it almost seemed as if they were giddy or close to giddy about it. Turned out not to be true, and the stock market's reaching all-time heights. And are they reporting on that network? Are they reporting on the stock market reaching all-time heights again today? Nothing to see here, folks. Yeah. Move along. 844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. It's time now for the Chump Line.
You know, we shouldn't be too hard on the Iranians for their failed missile launches. They were actually being environmentally friendly. That's what you get when you power rockets with old dried camel dung.
Thought you were going to say pistachio shells. Now that we know that their number two export after fossil fuels is pistachios. Not even peanuts or cashews. Pistachios, I like them, but they're not exactly the number one nut, are they? Ilhan Omar is the number one nut, or AOC.
Death to all you American infidel gum.
Oh, yeah. Send that $150 billion in $20 American bills, please. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, we sent them first. Some people always talk about the cash arriving on the pallets and in the unmarked aircraft at Geneva or Zurich, somewhere like that. That was just like a favor. That was like you're tipping the doorman going in. We gave him $1.8 billion just in cash to tide him over until we could release the account so that they could get the $150 billion that they could use for their paid assassins across the world. And John Kerry thinks it was a great deal. This deal will be a bargain. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, saluting Ricky Gervais for displaying bravery in the face of adversity by speaking truth to power and reminding us all that it's good to take our jobs seriously, but not ourselves. Wicked awesome job, Mr. Gervais.
There once was a terrorist named Soleimani, who in reality was quite insane. He loved to kill people at will. Now this monster has joined the slain.
Yes, more than slain. There was nothing left of him. It was all hands on deck when the drone attack occurred.
You idiot! You shot down an airliner by mistake. Oh, I would tell them, Trump did it and the Democrats will back us up.
You know what? They will. That was a joke, but it's true. They would. If they said Trump shot down the Ukrainian aircraft as a provocation, they would go for it hook, line, and sinker. Stop the hammering, right, Lawrence O'Donnell? Stop the hammering.
Lovey, I can't believe the unwinding of my cherished Iran deal. I demand a special counsel investigation. They could call it the Mueller Report.
Oh, this is a good chump line today. Very good, Mr. Secretary.
Did you see Anderson Cooper last night? I think he's afraid of the Iranians. Did you see how white he was?
Anderson Cooper is almost as white as the fake Indian.
And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, that you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Whatever happened to Barry Maguire? Is he still around? The one-hit wonder who had the eve of destruction? It was actually a pretty good song, at least for the time. Was it 1965? I'm going to have to look him up. I wonder if he's still around.
Still around.
He is? How old is he?
He is 84.
84. Why didn't they have him at Mar-a-Lago, Taylor? You know, they had Rick Derringer. They had Dean from Jan and Dean. How about Barry Maguire? Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
You're a mayor. I hear you're having a party next week. Will Marilyn Monroe be there to sing? Will there be a bar?
I don't believe Marilyn will be able to make it, Senator, but there will be a bar. You'll have to pay for your drinks, but admission is free at my birthday party on January 17th at the local in Waltham. That's the newest of the chain. And it's right off of 128. Grace will be there. I'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live. And again, we'll have free cake, free Howie Carr books, free pictures with me and Grace.
It's free cake, but bring your own ice cream and peach schnapps.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Howie, our photographer, John McCosh, who always does such a great job and comes to all of our events, is going to be there from 3 to 6. So everyone can get their professional photo taken with Howie Carr.
Oh, that's great. Do we have a backdrop or anything like that?
I'm sure he'll bring the works. He always does.
Excellent. That's good. So, yeah, so you can get a picture professionally taken. Grace and I, every break, we'll be coming down from the stage or wherever we are or coming across this wherever we are to take pictures. Come on down. And the weather's not going to be bad, at least according to the 10-day forecast I've seen. So I think everything should be fine. I hope we have a big turnout.
Hey, Howie, didn't you always tell me Soleimani kept the drugs out of Southie?
I like this chump line more and more. I mean, that's the only thing they haven't said about this guy. He had the physique of a bodybuilder. He had a neatly trimmed beard. He was tousle-haired. Oh, I'm getting him confused with another Muslim terrorist by the name of Tsarnaev. He didn't have tousled hair.
I understand I have no background in media, but I think I would check with the Department of Defense on casualties before I listen to Iranian news reports.
I don't think you need to have much professional journalistic training to know that you're probably going to want to take those reports with a grain of salt on your pistachios.
The people in Detroit got Obama phones. the people in Iran got Obama missiles.
Oh, again, this chump line just gets better and better. 978 says, the reason we know the Iranians weren't really shooting at the commercial airliner is because they hit it.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And again, when the show ends at 7 o'clock Eastern, you can always listen to the Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make it. We post them where we post all of our podcasts. So wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast, you can listen to the stuff we left on the cutting room floor. Sometimes it's pretty good stuff, too. It's just maybe a little on the R-rated side or the X-rated side. But check it out wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, saluting Ricky Gervais for displaying bravery in the face of adversity, for speaking truth to power and reminding us all that it's our good to take our job seriously, but not ourselves. Wicked awesome job, Mr. Gervais.
Lovey, I can't believe the unwinding of my cherished Iran deal. I demand a special counsel investigation. They could call it the Mueller Report.
Now, that was not a botched joke. That joke went off just as planned. 603, do you have to be in the photo with Grace? If you don't want me in the photo, that's okay with me, even though I am the birthday boy, or I will be the birthday boy.
Everybody knows I botched a joke.
We're going to get back to the guy at Babson College who botched a joke just in a moment. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. There it is, right there. That's the container, Super Beats. It's great stuff. I have a jar of it right here. I take some in the morning, and then I take some in the afternoon before I go on the show. It gives me a boost of energy. It's great. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats for yourself. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Iran launch any more missiles tonight?
I don't think so.
16% say yes.
Any more word on these explosions that are supposedly taking place in the Green Zone in Baghdad?
Not quite. I'll keep an eye on it.
All right. Paul, the UPS guy, says, Howie, will Brandon be at your party? I think he might be. I think someone's got to be handing out the books,
Brandon,
right, Taylor?
Brandon will be there in all of his Brandon-ness.
You can have your picture taken with Brandon if you so desire on January 17th at the local.
It's not if you so desire. It's if you like it or not. He's going to photobomb everybody.
All right, 844-500-4242. So there was a Babson College staff member. He is the director of sustainability. For indeed, they do have that. Sounds like a UMass title, director of sustainability. The guy's name is Ashin Fonzie. A S H E E N. That's his first name, Fonzie, P-H-A-N-S-E-Y.
Hey, that Fonzie? Arthur Fonzarelli?
It's spelled with a PH, not an F.
Hey.
Ashin Fonzi, also known as the Fonz. He has been suspended with pay by Babson College after posting a status on Facebook suggesting that Iran list 52 American cultural sites that it would bomb. The story was first reported by Turtle Boy. He has now apologized for his quote-unquote bad attempt at humor. His bad attempt at humor. Here's what he said, talking about Trump saying that they had 52 Iranian sites, including some cultural sites. And this is what Ashin Fonzi said.
Did he tell everybody to sit on it?
No more Fonz jokes. In retaliation, Ayatollah Khomeini should tweet a list of 52 sites of beloved American cultural heritage that he would bomb. Mall of America? Question mark. Kardashian residence? Question mark. Fonzi, Ashin the Fonz Fonzi, said in a statement to the Herald this afternoon, I regret my bad attempt at humor. Or as John Kerry would say, Taylor?
Everybody knows I botched a joke.
As an American born and raised, Ashin Fonzi was born in the United States. I wonder why he felt compelled to put that in. Born and raised, I was trying to juxtapose our quote-unquote cultural sites with ancient Iranian churches and mosques. I am completely opposed to violence and would never advocate it by anyone. Well, then why were you suggesting bombing a place where there are thousands of Americans around, basically around the clock at the Mall of America, the biggest mall in America in Minnesota? Forget the Kardashian house, too. I mean, that's bad enough. Quote back to us, I am sorry that my sloppy humor was read as a threat. I condemn all acts of violence. Again, what did John Kerry say? John Kerry.
Everybody knows. I botched a joke.
I am particularly sorry to cause any harm or alarm for my colleagues at Babson, my beloved alma mater, and the place where I have enjoyed teaching students and serving as its sustainability director. Who will be filling in, performing those vital duties as director of sustainability? I'm Howie Carr. Mark says, although the Iranians have billions in cash to buy missiles, it seems they're shopping from the Acme mail order catalog. Yeah. A failure rate of 33-35%, that's not all that great. I mean, do they have a money-back guarantee on all those missiles that misfire? Probably they're just aged. You know, the sanctions... The new sanctions that President Trump has imposed, and this was even before the new sanctions this morning, apparently have cost them as much money as they got as they were handed by Obama and Kerry. That's what one of the mullahs said last week before this even started. Let me go back a little bit. We're going to take your calls at 844-500-4242. What did you think of President Trump's decision today to not respond back to this this botched joke of a missile attack last night? And I'm so happy that nobody was injured or killed in the missile attack. Thank goodness. It's good for both sides, as the president noted. But before we get back to the calls, and if you want to call in, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to finish up this Lee Smith column today in the tablet. Iran and America are suddenly both naked. By taking decisive action against Soleimani, Trump showed that Iran's power is an illusion generated by D.C.'s willingness to look the other way. I never thought about this before, but I think he's really on to something. That, you know, we've sort of wanted to preserve the illusion that there really is a certain stability in the world order, and we look the other way when Iran has been committing these atrocities. I don't know why. I don't. As he says, it's a weird deal. But anyway, now there's been this strike, so this 40-year bloody detente, where we let him get away with anything, and that's certainly what Kerry and Obama did. They enabled them to commit these terrorist acts, even more so than the other presidents. But now the deal is over. In making Iran accountable, says Lee Smith, Trump has knocked Iran down to its natural size and likely made Americans safer for Iranian aggression than they have been at any point in the last 40 years, during which Iranian proxies have repeatedly killed large numbers of Americans. Killing Soleimani is a much more important operation than targeting ISIS leader al-Baghdadi or even bin Laden, since it will likely shape future actions of a state, not the leadership rotation of terror groups. Iranian-backed terror isn't a stubborn, unchanging fact of the international landscape, except to the degree that we made it so. Donald Trump was vilified when he exited the Iran deal in May, but in the eyes of the foreign policy establishment, he committed an even graver sin by exposing the 40-year lie that U.S. policymakers right and left had cultivated to rationalize their collective unwillingness to protect Americans from Iranian terror. I mean, again, it's like beating Hillary Clinton. He's upset the apple cart. He's turned over the table and scattered the cards. So why did American officials treat Iran differently than any other country, even at the expense of thousands of American lives? There is U.S. investment in maintaining the appearance of a rules-based order led by America, of course. On a deeper, less strategic level, there was the guilt and self-pity of America's ruling elites and the habits of magical thinking that resulted. The Iranian Revolution was evidence to our ruling class of how much their fathers had gotten wrong, and thus proof of their own virtue. Remember how the Shah was installed. There was a democratically elected socialist/communist in Tehran, and the CIA overthrew him and installed the Shah. And the guy who was in charge of that operation was by the name of Kermit Roosevelt. I think he was the son of T.R., and he was somehow related to T.R., and he went to Harvard with Jack Kennedy and Joe Kennedy, the two older Kennedy boys. So, I mean, it was a deep state operation. So, getting rid of the Shah was, again, over, you know, throwing off the shackles of Western imperialism. That, I'm saying that, not Lee Smith. Even though the hostage crisis crippled Jimmy Carter, it was his successor, Ronald Reagan, who not only failed to retaliate after the hostages were freed, but then also granted the Iranians impunity when, under the cover of Hezbollah, they bombed the U.S. embassy in Lebanon in April 1983. 6 months later, they bombed the Marine barracks. In December of that year, the Iranians employed Lebanese and Iraqi proxies to bomb the U.S. embassy in Kuwait. Mohandas, killed last week with Soleimani, is believed to have planned that attack. In 1996, Iran's proxy in Saudi Arabia, Hezbollah al-Hijaz, bombed the Khobar Towers, killing 19 U.S. Air Force personnel. Between 2003 and 2011, according to a State Department assessment, Iran and its Shiite allies were responsible for killing more than 600 U.S. servicemen in Iraq. That body count doesn't include the U.S. servicemen killed by the Sunni fighters ushered from Damascus International Airport to the Iraqi border by Bashar Assad's regime in Syria, Iran's chief Arab Shiite ally. Yet George W. Bush reportedly passed up opportunities to kill Soleimani. Deciding against opening a third front against Iranian terrorists might endanger his doomed freedom agenda. And this, and then he also goes into how basically inept and incompetent they are. In spite of having these billions of dollars and being bloodthirsty terrorists, they almost lost the war in Syria, even after they got the $150 billion. You know, they were on the Assad, Alawite, Shiite side of the civil war against ISIS. Only weeks after Obama diplomats in Iran agreed to the nuclear deal in 2015, Soleimani was in Moscow petitioning Vladimir Putin for assistance in Syria. In spite of the billions of dollars in sanctions relief that Obama had granted Tehran and the $1.7 billion in cash the U.S. shipped directly to the Iranian army, the Quds Force and the Shiite, the Quds Force and the Shiite international mercenaries were on the verge of losing the war to rebels in pickup trucks. Six U.S. administrations were complicit in turning Iran into a regional power. In that context, the Obama administration's decision to flood Iranian war chests with cash and recognize its right to build a nuclear bomb was the logical culmination of the rot eating away at the Beltway for four decades. It was perhaps to be expected that only an outsider who doesn't often know when to keep quiet and can't stay off Twitter would be the one to sing out like the boy in the fairy tale. It's true, the emperor has no clothes. Oh, good column. Good column. We're going to tweet. I asked Taylor to tweet it out so you can read it for yourself. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, so I, in answer to your question, I believe that he did the right thing. So it makes us look like the bigger of the two powers, if you will, use that expression, power. I don't consider Iran a power. I don't believe that they have anywhere near nuclear weapons, but the one point was $7 or $8 billion. I guess we got some of our metal back when they sent the rockets over. But I don't think, according to the news, they didn't intend to hit a base. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I don't know how much accuracy they have in with sending these over. But they did tip off the Iraqis because they're lot of Iraqis on those two bases, and they also tipped off some of our Western allies, like the Finns, for instance, have some troops over there, and they also got the heads up that the attack was coming. So obviously, I'm sure everybody told the Americans that the attacks were coming, so there was plenty of time to get into the bunkers. But you know, I think they were just I think they realized that if indeed they had killed Americans in the attack, President Trump would have bombed them back into the Stone Age, as they used to say. So they were. This was just for internal consumption by their regime. And apparently, too, I was just reading something on the internet during the last break. So at one point last night, the Iranian media was reporting that there were 80 Americans killed, not 30, as MSNBC was parroting in apparent glee over the thing, or what appeared to be glee. And I think probably they did want to do the absolute minimum, because as Lee Smith said, this whole deal, the status quo of the last 40 years, where we looked the other way and let them get away with this, it's all over now. It's done. They're just another country. I mean, if they get out of line, they're gonna get slapped. They don't. There's a new sheriff in town, and that's what you know. The thing about John Kerry is that he's been meeting with them, and last spring, the president said, if you want to use the Logan Act, as ridiculous as it is, private citizens are prohibited under law from negotiating with foreign powers. He said, if you want to use this law, which has never been enforced, or you should use it against John Kerry, the former Secretary of State. He's flying off to Europe to meet with these bloodthirsty Iranian savages and telling them, just hang on until we can defeat Donald Trump again. In your dreams. John Kerry, in your dreams. And isn't it ironic, too? John Kerry after he returned from Vietnam in the 60s, he was still in the Navy. And when the Paris peace talks began in 1972, 73, he flew over there, supposedly in his Navy uniform, his dress whites. And he was acting like he was a negotiator for the United States. So he was violating the Logan Act as far back as 1973. These Democrats, I mean, you have Biden in 1973 was voting against the Alaska pipeline. Kerry is going to the Paris peace talks and pretending he's a negotiator for the United States. I mean, these guys have been menaces to the United States their entire careers. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I just checked the Globe posted a story on the Babson College professor, the director of sustainability, who was suggesting that the Iranians target American cultural sites, and he's been suspended. I can't wait to read the message boards of the moonbats at the Globe defending him. I'll give you a report after the break and at the top of the hour. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
How you doing?
Good.
Great show as always, Howie.
Thank you.
You know, the reason Iran said that they didn't want any more trouble because they just want to go back to the proxy wars. So the next thing we're going to face is Hezbollah. We're going to face Yemen, something down in Yemen. So this time, at least with this president, he told them, you know, you do this with your proxy people, I'm going to blow you off the planet. So this guy at least has got some guts.
No, I think that's the whole point of Lee Smith's column, which is, you know, this thing has been going on since the days of Jimmy Carter, believe it or not. All six presidents have allowed this to go on, and Donald Trump just ended this charade, this bloody charade, which has cost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of lives over the years. And so as long as the Democrats aren't in, these guys are not going to be allowed to get away literally with murder, mass murder, you know? I don't think they're going to do it. You know, I get the daily update from The Economist. I don't know. It's a left-wing English publication. And they say, strikes unlikely to slack the Iranian thirst for revenge. And I was just reading that. And I was thinking, number one, why am I still subscribing to The Economist? Number two, it better damn well slack their thirst for revenge or they're in deep, deep trouble, don't you think, Kevin?
I do. However, they're still going to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I get the feeling. We're looking at this, and I pointed it out now. This the second time today. Last week, Colonel Hunt, when he was on with us on Friday, he pointed out that Iran, after all the sanctions and, 40 years of just general Islamic malaise, they have the same GDP, gross domestic product, as the country of Romania. I mean, is that a terrorist super state? I don't think so. And the sanctions are killing them. And, the other thing that President Trump mentioned today, and I thought I was just so happy with so many notes that he hit in the speech. One of them was, you know, the United States is not as vulnerable as it was. He didn't say that we weren't as vulnerable as we were, say, in the first oil embargo or the second oil embargo in the 70s. But he said we are now the leading exporter of energy, and we're the leading producer of energy in the world. We are a net energy exporter. So, you know, they can talk about, sinking ships and blocking the Straits of Hormuz and all that. But it's not true. You know, they don't have any, they don't have a chokehold on us. I'm not even sure they have a chokehold on Europe and Japan either. You know, 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Appreciate it. Let's have Trump again. The first thing Trump said was, even before he said good morning, was that Iran will never get nukes. Let's hear that whole cut five.
Iran has been the leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world.
There
we
it is,
will civilized. Never let that happen.
Yeah. And this is to Lee Smith's point about, you know, tolerating this this reign of terror for 40 years. Cut four.
For far too long, all the way back to 1979, to be exact, nations have tolerated Iran's destructive and destabilizing behavior in the Middle East and beyond. Those days are over.
I mean, he just laid it all out. And that's why their heads were exploding afterwards on MSNBC and CNN. They didn't want to hear it. They were trying to dispute the facts. There was nothing to dispute. Everything he said was indisputably correct. And he just cut number nine.
In recent months alone, Iran has seized ships in international waters, fired an unprovoked strike on Saudi Arabia, and shot down two U.S. drones.
So he's just saying that they're out of control. They thought that Obama was still the president, apparently, or they pretended. You know what it was, though? I think they were emboldened by impeachment. They must watch CNN and MSNBC and really believe that he's on the ropes. They haven't looked at the poll numbers. I'm Howie Carr.